Hey, South Florida DJ Association. My name is DJ 360 Mix, also known as DJ George Chet here on the forum. A very interesting topic came about. It says, we're changing the rules of the game. Alex asks, a younger DJ friend of mine told me the other day that DJing today, the form and style are changing and that I was still playing the old school way. How is it changing? What are the new rules? Now, this is what I like. This is one of those topics that is controversial. And the reason I like it is this. Let's use a metaphor. Religion, politics, faith, spirituality. Using sync button, using MP3s, using DJ controllers. You're asking, what does that have to do with anything? Well, it's very simple. Many people believe that some of those things that I said are wrong. And you shouldn't use or shouldn't do. So religion, faith, or politics have sides. And so does the DJ industry. Some DJs don't like the sync button. Some people don't like that you use an MP3 and you should use Wave or use a non-compressed file. Some people think you shouldn't use a controller and you should only use vinyl or turntables. So with that said, this is reason that this is controversial because it doesn't really matter what I say or how I say it. You have your side, you have your belief, and you know what's best for you. Now, some people are open-minded, some people are closed-minded. Believe it or not, many of our DJs are closed-minded. Yes, they are closed-minded. I would say a majority of the DJs out there are very closed-minded. If I said the sync button, you might disagree with me that you shouldn't use it. I don't see a reason why you should not use it. I think you should use it if it allows you to be a little bit more creative. MP3 files. I know you download MP3 files, but many DJs say you should never play an MP3 file. And so on and so on. I'm not going to continue on that route because that's been beat in the head many, many, many times. So let's go back to the topic. So a younger DJ tells you that you're DJing the old way. Well, is the old way really bad or wrong? Alex has a great, great point. And I understand where Alex comes from. I'll expand a little bit on that. Alex is an old school DJ, meaning he started in the late 70s. He knows the genre very well. He's a very good DJ. He has worked at many clubs here in South Florida. And I respect him a lot. He chooses what event he attends. He chooses what job he's going to accept. He chooses the music he's going to play. And he is considered, at least to my view, he is considered an artist. He is considered somebody that's been in the industry a long time and knows the area. He knows the venues. He knows the music. And he's a well-established DJ. Now, is he a scratch DJ? No, he's not a scratch DJ. Is he going to be, you know, beat juggling music back and forth? No, he's not going to do that. Is he going to mix all the songs flawlessly from one to another? Absolutely. Do I even consider that he might have a deficiency in DJ? Absolutely not. He's a great DJ. And that's his style, okay? Now, in another topic, is he close-minded? No, he's not closed-minded. He has made his decision to play in a certain way, in a certain genre, in a certain venue. So he is right for what he does. And this is not a fight about or if he's right or wrong. Now you have DJs that only do mobile gigs. And those same DJs that do mobile gigs might not like a club gig. Or you have people that will never touch a wedding because they don't like weddings or they're afraid of weddings. That's also understandable. What I'm trying to say is that there's many DJs for many things. Now, you have some of what I'm calling an open-minded DJ. And an open-minded DJ is somebody that adapts to the current trend, that adapts to current venues, that adapts to current genres, and that adapts to the current job that they're hired to do. For example, that one DJ could do a wedding, that DJ can do a mobile gig, that DJ can do a baby shower, that DJ could do a bar mitzvah, that DJ can do a corporate event, that DJ could do many things. Now, is that mobile DJ better than Alex? No. It's just that that DJ is a different type of DJ. He has a different type of personality. He has a different mindset, and he's open to other things. Okay. Now, back to the topic, the original topic that we were talking about. You're DJing the old way. Now, how many of you guys, if you are at least in your 40s, late 30s, say that the new hip hop that's on radio right now sucks? I would probably say 70% of you guys out there consider that the new hip hop sucks compared to the old one. Now, where does that leave you? Does that leave you thinking the old way, that you can't adapt to the new style? Do you hate playing the new hip hop? Do you hate playing the new genres? So when I ask that question, how could you say that you can adapt to the current trend? Now, I use hip hop as an example. It could be other genres of music or different styles. On a different note, so for example, if I mix two songs flawlessly from one song to the other, and I let the songs play for the length of the song, let's say each song is 6 minutes long, and I wait to the right spot, right at, you know, 5.5 minutes to mix out and do a flawless mix. What's wrong with that? Or cutting flawlessly between two songs immediately. And what's wrong with me saying that I energize my crowd by bombarding them with snippets of a lot of genres and owning the dance floor? I am educating using my style. Educating my dancers, the people on the dance floor, that I am not ashamed and I am not afraid of playing all different type of genres, including new and old, to keep the vibe going. Here's the situation, guys, and I'm not taking this personal because this is more of an education for everybody. Do what you do. Do what you do. If you think you're not doing anything wrong, do exactly what you're doing. I'll give you an example based on what I've experienced. Don't get me wrong. I can mix two songs flawlessly. I can wait until the end of the song and mix them. If the song is 15 minutes long, I'll wait until the last 15 minute, you know, to mix it. I can do that. Not a problem. What I'm constantly doing is I want to be an entertainer. I don't want to be dictated on what to play and how to play it. When I go to a public venue, I am going to play music that people like, but I'm also going to educate them by playing other music that they might not know. I don't have to play the latest and greatest constantly and play only the top 40 or the top 10 that we currently know as now. There's no need for that. I can go old school. I can go new school. I can go underground where people just don't know what artist that is. And that's what makes me who I am. That's what works for me. Do I do that in a wedding? Do I do that everywhere? No, I adapt to what's necessary. If it's a wedding that requires cheesy music, well, guess what? I'll be playing cheesy music. I don't have a problem with it. If I have to play the Electric Slide, if I have to play YMCA, and I have to play Blurred Lines, then I have to play Pitbull and Elvis Crespo, Suavemente, three times, you know what? I'll do it. If I just said something. If I have to play, let me repeat that. If I have to play Suavemente three times in a night for whatever reason, guess what? I'm going to play it. I don't have a problem repeating the same songs. So again, that's one of those topics that, you know, people that am I listening right now, they're like, oh my God, he repeats a song. It's a problem. You know, well, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. You know, if I start a club gig at 7 o'clock at night and I play Suavemente and later on at 10 o'clock, I play it again. Chances are that person's already drunk or that person already left. Probably doesn't even remember I played it the first time. So who cares if I play it? And some people say, well, don't play the same artist back to back. Oh my God, that's a problem. Well, you know, I don't have an issue with that. I called myself 360 Mix for a reason. 360 means I play everything. I go around in a circle. Once I own the dance floor, meaning that I bombard the people with snippets of different genres, I can go anywhere. I can go with new music. I can go with 1950s music. I can go with 70s, 80s, 90s. Now I can go anywhere I want, whenever I want to go with it. And people are receptive to it because they're already accustomed to the style that I'm playing. So that just works for me. That doesn't mean that I don't know how to DJ, or that doesn't mean that I don't know how to mix flawlessly. If I have to cut and scratch a song in, so what? It works for me. So all I'm trying to say is that if you are happy the way you're DJing and you don't want to change, don't change. If you want to adapt to new trends, go right ahead. Go right ahead. On a side note, okay, and I'm going to end this very soon. You can actually stop this podcast or whatever we want to call it now, because I'm just going to go on a little tangent on a little rant. I want to go on a little rant on a specific thing. When Wynwood here in Miami, Wynwood, you know, the design district, that whole area opened up 7 years ago. The DJs that clubs or mom and pop stores or whoever owned the locations were hiring, they were very creative DJs. Very, very creative DJs. These were DJs from UM. These were DJs, new DJs. There was definitely nobody new there. I mean, old. If you were 30 years old and you were DJing in Wynwood, you're like a dinosaur. So all of these new DJs brought new music, new style. And Wynwood was the place to be, to listen to new music and breaking music. Now, 7 years later, it's becoming a Latin reggaeton fest location and top 40, which I wish wouldn't be there. Not that I don't like the music. There's nothing wrong with the music. I do play it. But it was a unique location in South Florida where you can play, you can hear and enjoy new music. Now, everywhere you go in every corner, there's, you know, new hip hop playing. There's new reggaeton playing. There's bachata playing. And nobody's playing anything unique anymore, except for DJ Mystic Bill that plays at Gramps. He plays a lot of B-sides and a lot of new eclectic music. Now, is this the fault of the DJ or is this the fault of the management? I blame both. And I also blame the DJ for just listening in to the management and playing what the management wants you to play. You should stick up for yourself and say, you know what? This is Wynwood. This is a new location for new people, fresh blood. Let's hit them with new music, stuff that's not on the radio. But no, it's gone to all top 10 music in Wynwood. South Beach was another one. South Beach used to be a trending place. Now it's all hip hop. Everywhere you go, it's all hip hop. So who am I blaming? Is it keeping up with the trends? Is hip hop the new trend? Is reggaeton the new trend? Where is DJ going? We don't know these questions. But all I have to say is, guys, we're all going to agree and disagree with terms. Do what you do, and please keep an open mind. Learn new things. Learn new things, and don't be close-minded. This is DJ 360 Mix, and I hope I didn't offend anybody. This was not a podcast to offend anybody or anything like that. It was just to share my thoughts, and I'm sure I missed a lot of other things, but I'm sure in the comment field we will listen to some more comments. All right, guys. So anyway, have fun here in South Florida. This is DJ 360 Mix. I am out of here. Bye.